Welcome to the Happy Hormones Coach podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Self, where we chat all about real life experiences with real women as guest experts and real life solutions to common and not so common struggles that all of us women have, all while keeping it simple. In this podcast, we will be chatting all about hormones and how it relates to everything in women's health. Mind, body, soul, fitness, nutrition, relationships, sexual health, and our overall well-being. This really is for the everyday woman, for informing, for community, for inspiration, for uplifting and encouraging messages in all of life's circumstances, from A to Z. This is real, raw, and unapologetic talk about what once was taboo and is sensitive to talk about, but I'm going there. And I hope you find yourself and solutions in this journey with me, where my motto is happy mind, happy body, happy hormones, happy life, and to simply be happy. If you like what you hear and want to work with me, go to thehappyhormonescoach.com and send me a message. Now, let's dive into it. Sit back, relax, grab some tea or coffee, and listen in with me. Hey there, welcome back to the Happy Hormones Coach podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Self. Today's episode is a bonus one that's a continuation of the road trip lessons I did a few weeks back. So I had every intention to do this yesterday on a Friday. That's when I want to release these bonus episodes. But I woke up to a message that one of my emails that I use for my PC and everything else was compromised. So I was dealing with that all day. There was some takeaways that I did want to share with you on that, so I guess you can say this will be a two-for-one bonus session. I have the same email address. I have multiple email addresses, but I've had one that I use for generally everything. And the lesson number one is have different email addresses and keep them updated with your current phone number, which I recommend for additional security. My mistake was using one email for everything, which kind of goes back with the saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Very good saying. Well, I did, and it gave me more of a headache than I needed. Also, I mentioned keep your phone number current because so when you go to verify your account, they will text you your number on file to verify with a link or a code to grant you access or verify that it's you. Now, on this particular one, Microsoft Live on my PC, I wasn't using Skype in ages and I didn't think about it, but my old phone number was attached and that's how the password was able to be changed on that person's end. I'm calling out you, Ariel Jones, whose name was on the account, but with my email address attached. So there you go. So just make sure to keep your phone number and backup or recovery email addresses on your account current. Now, I do have to wait 30 days to change the security on it and so forth and so on, not to mention trying to get hold of any live person for customer service support is impossible with Microsoft, but trust me, I've been diligent since yesterday in doing everything I can to prevent and delete and so on and everything. So moral to this lesson is to keep things current, have a great antivirus protection on all your electronics. Don't reuse the same password on everything or even the same email for multiple logins, like I did. I totally reset my laptop to factory settings, but then again, I probably went overboard, but always safety first. You gotta protect your assets, right? Patience is a must and a good attitude through it all. So, my rant over on that one, one life lesson over, let's dive into the next one. So this is the road trip. Life is like a road trip. You can make it what you want it to be. You can either enjoy it, wait for it to be over, complain through it, or make the best of it, according to my husband, who had to endure pulling a travel trailer behind our only V6 truck at that, with two dogs through mountains and hills as we both took turns driving endlessly. But what's nice is the no agenda part. You see, when we set out, we had no place in particular in mind to end up, no time frame, just using that time as a much needed break to reframe, visit, and catch up on quality family time. So in our travels, we discovered a few things I wanted to share with you. Number one, be patient. I know I've said that before, but it is worth repeating. If there are other cars in a hurry, then stay in your lane, the slow lane, if you will, and take your time. It applies in life also. Number two, stop to look out the window and get off your phones. Okay, I know, I'm guilty of this myself, especially having an online business. But think about all the moments, the natural nature all around us. Think about the small things that we miss that bring our souls joy, like the sound of birds and watching them perch on trees and talk to each other, or dragonflies. They're all around here in the South, and I just watch it in amazement. Or the sound of the ocean, or the smell of the flowers outside or even inside. It's amazing how we get so consumed in what we're doing, and nowadays it's mainly on our phones or laptops or some electronic device, and being laser focused on that, that our senses start to weaken and we don't notice the beauty all around us. Again, I'm speaking to myself on this one. I'm so guilty of that. But number three, this last one seems so simple and even silly to bring up, but it's kindness and gentleness. I've seen kindness while traveling from strangers that have given a smile when it was apparent I was in distress from a long drive and dealing with two doggies on the way. I've seen it from someone holding the door open for me when it was raining. I've seen it from my family that although we have our vast differences, they still allowed me and my little family into their home and welcomed us with open arms and a barbecue. And even some constructive criticism, thanks, Dad. So remember, things have gotten a little wacky since 2020, but from where I'm looking in, and yes, I know all about the events going on today. I'm not ignorant to that, and sometimes ignorance is bliss, but sometimes you gotta know what's going on in the real world, right? But even so, where I'm looking at, it seems to be looking up somewhat. And you know, that's a great start. That's always a great start. And we choose, it's a choice. So yes, there's crap going on all around us. There's things happening we may not like, and it can seem very stressful and want to put fear in you. But I really do have to say, the saying faith over fear does apply because it's a choice. We have a choice to give into that fear. We have a choice to play into the madness that's going on all around us, or we can choose, even though it's harder, to be still, to trust, to be patient, to still show kindness, even to people who do not agree with us, still show kindness, gentleness, and show love. And it still applies no matter what situation. If we're doing great, if everything's fantastic, it applies. And if things are crappy and going on in our world and in our personal life, and it just seems like there's no hope at all and nothing is looking up, it still applies there. So I really want to encourage you to just look up, because when you're in a hole, you have nowhere, you can't look down any further. You have no choice but to look up. So just look up today. Put down your phones, your electronics, and just kind of use all your senses. Our senses are so weakened nowadays because we're so consumed, like I was saying earlier, in electronics or what's going on around us, that we're so laser focused that we really don't use all our senses like we used to. When I was a kid, I used to play outside, drink out of the water hose, get dirty. I'd walk barefoot, ride our bikes down the street. Yes, I know it's a different world, but my goodness, we have to just build it up and just start looking up and just start thinking positive. And again, I'm speaking to myself because I needed to hear this as well today. And that's why I wanted to bring it up today. Just to really inspire, and I hope this has blessed you And I'll be doing more bonus episodes that has to do with life and inspirations and hope, because at heart, I'm still a life coach. And this does impact our mind, which, as you've guessed it, impacts our hormones. So I hope this has encouraged you. I really want it to be encouragement, not just a rant, because y'all are my community. And if there's any feedback or suggestions or any life lessons that you've learned on the road, please send me an email. Go to thehappyhormonescoach.com, send me an email, and let me know, because I'd love for you to be on an episode and share your lessons. This is what this podcast is for. It's for the everyday woman from the everyday woman. And I would love to have you on or to just host your story. All right. So stay tuned for next week's episode as we continue our regular series every Wednesday on the Frequently Asked Questions. And this series right now is all about our happy hormones to start. Last week we went over oxytocin, and next week will be another happy hormone. All right, have a blessed one. Hey, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I loved making it. Remember to subscribe. Oh, and sharing is caring. So if you know that woman who could benefit from this, please share and leave a review. It would mean the world to me to get this message out and start changing women's lives like never before. Interested in how you can work with me directly? Go to thehappyhormonescoach.com and send me a message. I can't wait to hear from you. As always, be simply happy and have a happy mind, happy body, happy hormones, and happy life.